It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws. And you're listening to the VOC Nation. And if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Little technical difficulty, getting through it as per usual, and we're getting through it right now.
It's Tuesday, it's 3 o'clock, and you know what that means. Time for Shelly Live with your hostess with the mostest, Shelly from Cali on VOCNation.com.
Hola, hola, hola. You are listening to Shelly Live here on VOC Nation. Of course, I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly from Cali. How are you guys doing today? A little distracted there. I was trying to upload a audio file for the show today, and I didn't realize that the file wasn't there. So when I was uploading it, it kind of got crossed on the wires, if you will. And looks like it still didn't work. I think I did something wrong, but hey, at least I'm here. You guys are here. It's Tuesday, even though it feels like Friday already. How about you? You feel the same way? Well, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, but on good old Twitter, I did post a little thumbnail, and there were some gals in there, and I thought it'd be kind of fun since earlier today, I did my outline for today's show, and I knew there was a couple of people that I was going to be mentioning, so I thought, why don't I do a little teaser, give you guys a little teaser there with that thumbnail. If you guys like that, why don't you go ahead and tweet me and let me know with hashtag ShellyLive. Now, you know, make sure to not accidentally scroll over your comment. Man, it's been weird. I don't know if you follow me on my YouTube channel. I have a second channel, which is just for vlogs, and yesterday was really weird for me. I just didn't feel good. Today has been, like, better, but I don't know. I'm still not 100%. After I worked out today, and then after I ate my lunch, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have to take a nap, and it's so crazy, because yesterday I had to take a nap as well. And there's a lot of times that I tell myself I'm going to take a nap, but I really don't. I end up usually just kind of sitting, relaxing, whatever. And a lot of times that really helps, you know, just to sit and relax. But sometimes I'm like, dude, I just want to fall asleep. Please, can I just fall asleep? And then it just doesn't happen. So the fact that yesterday and today I was able to take a nap, I feel is my body's way of telling me that something's going on. And this is just how I've been my whole life. Nothing to be alarmed about. Not like it's the corona or anything like that. I've had issues, health issues my entire life. Trying to get them more under control. I am hoping that tomorrow when I get some things that I ordered on Amazon that are supposed to be useful to my life, hopefully my health will make a turnaround. Here's hoping. Sometimes I wonder if I should just go to the doctors and get one of those you know, these allergy tests and stuff like that. Because sometimes I wonder if there's certain things that I'm allergic to, maybe even just slightly, not even a like crazy big deal, but slightly enough to mess up either my stomach or kind of make me just have like a panic attack. Gosh, you know, freaking life. And the older you get, geez, the worse it gets, right, as far as those kinds of things go. But it's really important to take care of yourself. And it's crazy because coming from the pro wrestling world, there's a lot of people who don't take care of themselves. Like, and it catches up, you know. It's crazy because there's somebody in particular, I won't say who, but there's somebody in particular that I'm not very fond of at all. But they are somebody that's a huge name in wrestling, and they've been around for like a really, really long time. And I don't know. I just, when I see them sometimes, like, pop up on commercial or something like that, I'm just like, whoa, dude, you don't look so good. I guess it all caught up, huh? And then there was another time, too, where I was in a private conversation with a gal that I used to work with. And, you know, she had told me, like, some of the things that she was dealing with as far as, like, health and beauty regimens and things like that. And one of the things that she said to me that really stood out was no one ever taught her how to do all these things. And I think that that's the case with a lot of people in wrestling. They kind of are the type that got to find their own way with that stuff. Maybe they didn't have to find their own way so hard with wrestling, I guess. But the whole, like, taking care of yourself, you know, mind, body, and soul. And I think it's really important. So whoever needed to hear that, I don't know. Maybe it's you, maybe it's not. But there you have it. My two cents, even though you didn't ask for it. All right, well, today I'm going to be talking more about custom wrestling and the fetish world and fantasy wrestling and all that good stuff. Some of the things I'm going to be talking about today are things that I've already talked about with you guys before, but you never know if this is the first time someone's listening or maybe you just plain forgot. So let's get right into it, shall we? So for me, the first experience I really had with custom wrestling was really, like, back in the day when I was first in, like, doing training and everything. And the way it was presented to me was that this dude will pay money. He just wants to work out. He's not trying to be a professional wrestler, but he loves wrestling so much. So I showed up to the wrestling school, and I was there for, like, about an hour. I got paid a few hundred dollars, which was really awesome. And but I didn't know it was this, like, fetish. I thought it was, like, a guy that, like, literally loved wrestling and knew it was a good workout. So, like, even though he didn't want to pursue it as a professional wrestler, like, that's what he wanted to do for to stay in shape. That's what I thought for many, many years. I was very naive to it. I didn't know, you know what I mean? So when years later it kind of resurfaced in my life, that's when I was like, oh, okay. That guy, it was a custom that I was doing. I was doing a custom with this dude. So how that kind of started, like the main like push into that world is I got hooked up with this dude in Chicago, and he had a partner, and both of them put on customs, you know, and a lot of it had to do with like boob grabbing and stuff like that. So of course I was, you know, even though my boobs weren't as big as they are now, I fit the role definitely. And it was really cool because the way they took care of us girls, I really appreciated it, you know. We would get flown in if we weren't, it wasn't the girls that were local. We'd get to the hotel, which was fairly easy. We'd take a shuttle from the airport. Checking in was never an issue. In the morning, we could meet to have breakfast. And then we would take a limo to the shoot. And then we would shoot. And then afterwards, depending on if they're flying out or whatever, sometimes I'd go back to my hotel and chill until it's time to leave, or sometimes I'd just go to the airport, try to get earlier flight. So for me, I was like, oh, wow, this is how, like, it is. You just go do videos, they fly you in, they take good care of you, awesome. But then after a while, I started getting affiliated with other people because of those videos here in California. And at first it was a lot of fun. I just remember thinking to myself, wow, like, I can make money that, like, in wrestling and totally be fine. And it's, like, fun. It doesn't hurt. And at this point, when I kind of started getting hooked up with the people in California, that was after I'd already been in WWE. That was during, actually, when I was in TNA. And when I was in TNA, don't get me wrong, it was so much fun. I love my Selena character so freaking much. I had so many awesome memories there. I've had tears there as well, getting my little heart broken, you know, whatever. But the thing that sucked the most at TNA was the pay scale that I was getting paid. I don't have to speak for anybody else. I can only speak for myself. And it was not enough for me to live off of, you know. It just wasn't. And doing these customs really helped supplement that income, especially because at that time, you know, if you remember, those of you that tuned into my Selena stuff, I was disguised as a guy for a long time. So during that time, they kept telling me that when I was going to be revealed that I wasn't a dude, that I was going to be starting to do the house shows. So for me, I was like really putting my acting and modeling to the side once again for wrestling because, you know, it was my job. That was my gig. I cared a lot about it. You know, and so I was like, okay, cool. But then once I was no longer disguised as a dude, not once was I ever on a TNA house show, like ever. So it really sucked. And when I would try to get answers to why, I totally would get the runaround. And I don't know why that is. Like, I wish they would have just been like, no, we're just going to use you on TV. But they would just straight out lie to me. And that's what my big gripe at the end of the day with TNA is and was, is that I feel like they just really, I don't know. And I don't know if that was everyone's experience or if that was just me or what. Or maybe I was so low in the totem pole that, like, I didn't matter. I'm not sure. I don't know. But doing the customs around that time, I was really struggling, you know. I'd have utilities get shut off and things like that. And, you know, it really helped me out. And, again, it was fun. I liked hanging out with the girls. And at first, there was a company that would book us girls, and they would book a big shoot at one of the producers around here, the Denver Ring. And afterwards, they would take whatever girls were still around that stayed for the rest of the shoot, they didn't leave early, to go out and eat. And that was really awesome because we'd go out to eat, and it just seemed like, okay, we all just had busted our asses doing all these videos, and now we're going to eat, which is awesome. And it was, to me, a time to really just hang out with these girls when it's like work's not involved, we're just chilling, and we can finally breathe, right? So then slowly that just kind of stopped, which is a shame. It really was a shame. I don't know if it was a money issue or what, but I guess I kind of got used to it for a little bit there. And so that was like the beginning of like the change. And so then that started to not be consistent. And then what started to happen is I would get more and more in on the dark end of doing customs, meaning, you know, doing things that I really wasn't comfortable with. And not that I was like, oh, it was so terrible or whatever, but to me, I just didn't make me feel good. You know, everyone has their own comfort level. And I just remember I had a match once, talked about it here before, excuse me, before our Shelly Live, where I felt so low about myself and the situations that were surrounding me that when I was in that ring, I started to cry. And I just really felt like the lowest of low. And at that point, I had really started to see that some producers were just shady or just, you know, had their own motives. You know, the one dude has the camera in the toilet. Like, it was a lot, you know, it was just really a lot. And I was really naive going into it, thinking like, oh, this is great. I just have to be like half naked and then wrestle. That's no big deal. And
that's when I started to see that there was like another side of it. And the difference between now and then is that I am aware of that and I know what not to dabble in, you know what I mean? Or if something doesn't make me feel good, I can say no. Where at that time, especially because I was feeling very, I guess you could say desperate because I just wasn't making that money at KNU, and it was crazy because, you know, I was on TV, so you would figure that that wasn't the case, you know? But it, I guess it's kind of one of those things. Like, I guess I wouldn't say fake it till you make it, but I felt like I already made it. I just was still faking it as far as the money was concerned. But, you know, it just, it really put me in a really bad place. And I told myself I was never going to do customs ever again. I was like, forget this. I'm not doing customs. I don't care who. I don't care what. And then throughout the years, I would get offers from different people, especially girls who at the time were my friends. And, you know, like, dude, there's, like, people wanting to pay you a lot of money just for one custom. And, like, the fact that you don't do nudes or topless and they're offering this much, they're like, are you sure you don't want to do it? Or, hello, I know you're super broke, Shelly. Like, don't you just, like, got to make that money? And I'll never forget this. I had a friend who told, I used to be really tight with her. I mean, we don't talk as much now, just, you know, life. But I'll never forget one time I was so broke and down and out. I had sworn off doing the customs. And she told me, she was like, I don't know why you just don't do customs. Like, you have that awesome, I will never forget. She's like, you have a pimp-ass condo. And at the time I did, she was like, so if you're going to pay for that, you, like, got to do matches. And at the time, I remember feeling so resistant, so just like, no, that's what, I don't want to do that anymore. And that kind of always stuck with me, even though at the time, it's definitely something I didn't want to hear, because it is true. And that's why, like, I mean, I don't know who needs to hear this, but here we go. That's why it just really irks me when we get look down on girls who continue to make a living off the customs, right? And again, when I had Jen Thomas on here, if you missed it, don't worry, you can go ahead and check out the guys. So it's like the girls that have worked in either WWE or TNA or Impact Wrestling. Those are the ones I have the most issues with because they know how it is and they know how hard it is. And I even wanted to put that stigma onto customers that it was like something that, you know, it was just negative all around. And learning while I could work out so hard that it keeps to my limits. My comfort level is, it's actually a very useful tool, you know? And then that's when I started to, like, when I started to understand it in those terms, that's when I started to make a turnaround. Because prior to that, when I'd be, like, super, super broke, I was infamously known for hitting up Jen Thomas, being like, hey, can you get me a match with this guy, like, that would used to book us? And I'd be like, you know, see if you can get a match between you and me for him. But, like, I don't want anyone to know. And, like, whatever. And then I would always back out. And then there was even times Jen would be like, I don't want you to, like, think you have to do something you don't want to do or whatever. Fred's looking at me right now from the other room, and he looks so damn cute. I just wanted to throw that out there. So, you know, there was that time where I would be, like, I felt like, what else am I going to do, you know, that's better than nothing. And to be honest with you, like, I know everything happens for a reason, and it's fine, but I really wish that I figured that out sooner, because in my life, I would have had time that I'm going to get into in a second that would have made my life a lot easier, you know. And the thing is, like, I have these different falling outs with different producers for different reasons. Whether they're just straight up pervert, whether they're just nothing but a control freak and that's what it's all about. just only caring about their own agenda. And if you don't fit that agenda, they treat you straight up like crap. So that really was like that salt in that wound that ruined it so much for me. Is the reason why I was not feeling comfortable in some of these matches is because some of these producers really laid it on thick. You know, I'm not trying to be like seem like a victim or anything like that, but it's like that's where I was at that time. I was just like, I felt like based on how they would present things to me, like I had to do it. And it's stupid, like saying it out loud right now. No, I didn't. I didn't do anything. But I needed that money, so I felt like I did, you know? And so that's what really effed me the most with all of that. And I talked about before, way before wrestling happened for me as far as like WWE and getting looked at and stuff like that, I had a website called DesireLive.com. And on it, I had it very horror themed. I'm all about the horror genre. And I had it very horror themed out. And I wanted to start to have my own like video clips on there. And I'll definitely, when I blog ShellyMartinez.net about today's show, I'll link these videos so you guys can check them out. But one video in particular that I put on there is me versus SoCal Val. And it was really cute. It was very Betty Pooh-esque kind of thing. It was like a little cat fight where we like have these evening gowns on and then we like take them off with each other and we're just in like really cute lingerie to like some really fun like punk rock music. It was so cute. So that was kind of like the vibe that I was already going with, and I saw this vision of what I wanted to have, this like library of content that people can check out for a price. I just was always all about that. And that goes back to like the Stacey Burks of the world, Data Von Teese, those kind of gals, Eve Elliott Ellis, like these different gals, Julie Strain, that's what they were doing back then when I was doing like pit modeling and all that stuff. And I'm very like, yes, dude, like I loved it. And so then I got all distracted with like wrestling and all this and this. And then going back to when I decided to quit the customs and all that, around that time, or at least shortly after, it was like towards the end, tail end of that, I ended up meeting this guy on a shoot, and we ended up cooking, and we ended up being together for about 3 years. And in that 3 years, that's definitely when I took that hiatus, if you remember. And I did this video. If you're a Shelly fan, my infamous breaking up with wrestling video. I broke up with wrestling at a convention in LA. And I'll link that too. I got to make a note to link that as well. Because, you know what? I like to watch that video too because I remember where my mind space was when I made it. And I haven't watched that video in a really long time. And I just remember being super hurt by wrestling. Like, so hurt by wrestling. It wasn't even funny. But during that time when I took it off and wasn't doing customs, being that I met this fellow on his project, that's when I really learned how to do editing and stuff like that. And if you remember my sprinkles series, we were creating that together. So there I went back to content creating, you know. And I'm really grateful for that time in my life because that is when I fell in love with editing and understanding how to use like Adobe Premiere and understanding how to put together shoots and things like that. So it's kind of like the stuff that other people could do before I met this guy that would hire me, especially for the customs and all that. I was learning how to do it, so it was slowly taking away that middle guy. You know, it was like planting that seed, you know. And during that time, I did a couple of customs, and one of them was for Arena Chicks. That's Amber O'Neill's old custom company. I don't think she does anything with it now, but, you know, she was doing that for a while, Arena Chicks, and she had DVDs and things like that, a clip store. It was really fun. And I had a lot of fun doing that because I had known Amber O'Neill very loosely before that. I just knew her from, like, there was a promotion that I would work with. I've talked about before. Oh, my gosh. I'm having a total brain fart right now. It was the one that I talked about on here where it was, like, I think Francine, the episode of that Francine was on Shell and I, we talked about it. Oh, my gosh, why am I not remembering the name of it? It's, like, that's the one, if you guys remember, where we talked about how, like, at their shows, we would work a bajillion matches because they would get a bunch of content in one night. And, but then I'm all excited. And then I watched that when they aired it. It was like a pay-per-view. It was from like a match in the ring, not even being over, to like form. It was weird. It was like if you changed the channel real quick for like 30 seconds to porn, and then you put like go to the last channel, and then like the match is still going on. It was really weird. But a lot of really big names in wrestling were out of there. I was there. Francine was there. Gorgeous George was there. SoCal Val was there. Mickie James was there. Amber O'Neill was there. Riptide was there. April Hunter was there. Everyone. Annie Social was there. Daphne was there. Everyone, I'm telling you. Like, that girls of that era, it's like, that's where you go. ODB was there. Did I say that right? So that's when I first met Amber. So I didn't really know her that well. But then when I started doing your stuff with, like, Arena Chicks and doing all that, that's when I started to become closer to her. And what I really appreciated about my friendship with Amber was that not only did I gain a lot from my friendship with her, but Amber brought back the fun to wrestling for me, if that makes sense. Like, we had this one amazing match. I've talked about it on here before, and then somebody wrote me on Twitter after they heard this on Shelly Live that they were there. I wish I could see the video of this, but we even, like, wrestled in a stick somewhere in some mountain in the woods in a barn, and I was wrestling as Wonder Woman, and she was the Ice Queen. And there was a stripper pole on the bar, like, where you go to the bar. The stripper pole was, like, where you put your drinks and everything, and then it goes up to the ceiling, you know? So I totally put Amber on the bar and then climbed up the pole and spun down and gave her, like, an elbow drop. It was freaking awesome, you know what I mean? Things like that. And, like, one time we had a match, and, like, there was, like, a gimmick table. And this was all for Arena Chick. It was, you know... I won the high spots, like whatever they used for their shows that they would put on. That's what we used. So there was like gimmick tables there, and there was some merchandise, and we just had some funny dialogue to use the merchandise. Like, Amber just really reminded me that wrestling's fun. You can act a damn fool and just be silly, and it just was awesome. So shout out to Amber. She'll never hear this, but shout out to Amber for that. So, and then I did some stuff for High Spots, and that a lot of the girls that I had mentioned that were in that other promotion, a couple of them were there. There was Cindy Bobcat, Francine, Annie Social, Daphne, and me. Am I forgetting somebody? If you go to ShellyMartinez.net and go to my store, you can actually buy the Vegan Dangerous Divas. Yes, sir. You can go there right now if you want. ShellyMartinez.com/store, or just go to ShellyMartinez.net and click on the store. And that's the DVD I'm talking about. And that was so much fun. Again, all those girls that were in there, when we all kind of rotated and had matches with each other, they were just fun. And it's stupid, just stupid, dumb, fun, no pressure, and it's freaking awesome. And the things that we come out with, a bunch of freaking dorks just like nerding it up, you know? That's what wrestling's supposed to be. So I was having that positive seed planted back in those days, even though I kind of was just like, I'll just do Arena Chicks and High Spots, I won't hear anybody else kind of thing. And then, you know, I really feel though that my hiatus from the custom world kind of saved me a little bit, because there was some promotions out of Florida, that female promotions, that later I found out the way that they book the girls is that the girls do their custom wrestling first, and then, you know, I don't know if I'm sure it's on the same day or what, but, like, they definitely do not just the live event that's the all-girl show, but they also do, most of them were, you know, pretty much required. And I'm not saying that, like, oh, they had to do it, because it was, like, to help pay, like, for flights and all this, like, they had to get that done, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it made total sense, but that was during the time where I was like, I'm not doing customs, no. And I remember there was even a time where I was with Amber and some high school people, and we were, what had happened? Oh, there was some kind of crazy thing that happened with me because I'm an idiot. And I, like, did, do you guys remember when Wrestle Reunion, WrestleCon was called Wrestle Reunion? And they had one of their last, if not the last, convention they had that was actually called Wrestle Reunion, not WrestleCon, was in Miami. And whoa, was that a trip, that trip, to say the least. But on that trip, I was supposed to go to Canada. I was supposed to be at the convention for a couple days and then fly out to Canada to do a WrestleMania party and host it. And what ended up happening, I am just the biggest idiot of all time for this boner move I pulled. So everything's fine, whatever. I get to Florida, and I realize I don't have my passport. I can't go to Canada without my passport. I can't. So I had to cancel the event, and then I had to change my flight because I had a flight from Florida to Canada, and then from Canada back to California. So I had to, like, go in hustle mode at this convention or WrestleCon or Wrestle Reunion so that I can make up the extra money that I had to pay for my flight. And the way it ended up working is I went with the High Spots band to back to Carolina, and then I was going to fly out of there. So one of the stops that we made along the way was this custom shoot for this company. And I remember I was there and I had such a good time with the girls, whatever, but I just was not about wanting to be in the custom. And I didn't realize until years later that the non-custom company that this all-female promotion had, I didn't realize that that was the deal. So I took it real personal, like, why won't they book me? Like, I don't understand. Like, why? I want to be on their show. Like, they have amazing talent. And I would just love to have matches and show my fans what I could really do because, you know, unless you've seen me at a live event, you don't really know my, you know, wrestling, really, you know? So that's when I was like, oh, my gosh. And when I realized that that was the reason why, it kind of sucked because at that time, I still wasn't doing custom, but I was just like, damn it. I just really wanted, one of my goals was to be on that pro show, you know, and it never happened, and that's fine. Everything happens for a reason, but when I was doing the outline for today's show and kind of just going down memory lane with all this stuff, I was like, you know what? I kind of think that saved me because I feel like, no offense, this is just my journey. I don't need to hear it from anyone, but if I would have done custom to be on the pro show, I feel I would have got way more invested in wrestling than I already did, and it would have altered my course to where maybe I wouldn't even be sitting here right now talking to you fine people here on Shelly Live, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I just really feel I probably would have got mixed up with some weird guy in wrestling, and, like, I don't know. It wouldn't have been good. So I used to kick myself in the butt all the time for, like, cock-blocking my own opportunity. But now I'm just like, no, dude. Like, who knows what would have happened? And even though my journey to getting where I am right now has been very up and down, there's been a lot of disappointments and some tragedies and things like that, I still wouldn't trade it. Like, when people say, if there's something you could change, and, like, I'm one of those people, I can grow deeply. I can't be fun about it. Well, if I could change one thing, I have to be, like, all thinking like it's real. Like, you're a genie. And so I have to make sure that I say the right answer, or else, like, you might grant me the literal wish, you know? So when I look back, I'm just like, I can't change anything, because if I did, it would have just changed everything. Maybe some things still would have happened, but they wouldn't have happened the way they did. And everything that's happened in my life, good, bad, or in the middle, like, served its purpose for why things went down the way they did, or whatever. You know what I mean? I hope that makes sense. So anyway, back to the customs. So, you know, going back to more recent times, I think this was just like a couple years ago now, I finally was like, oh, okay, I get it. I think that, like, I can do this. I think that customs aren't as bad as I'm making them seem to myself. Let me just see. So Allie Parker with Las Vegas Custom Wrestling, she is somebody that I've worked with in the pro world and with LSC. She booked me for one of her matches that she had going on. She was out of Vegas, so she would come to Los Angeles a lot to shoot customs or do sessions. And she asked me if I would do, like, this, I think it was like a boxing video. It was real simple. And I was like, okay. And then when I did it, that's when I was like, oh my gosh, like, this, I can't believe that I've been so against this for so long, because, like, this is not a big deal at all. And at that point, you know, I hadn't been wrestling. I already retired from wrestling. So for me, it was more like, I just looked at everything as a whole completely different. And one of the things for me and my journey with pro wrestling is the biggest heartbreak for me is I thought it was one thing and it ended up becoming another. And I'm glad I thought it was one thing and I had to find out the hard way what was really up with it and how it worked and everything. I'm glad, because that made me make that decision to where I no longer cared about what people thought if they saw that I was back to custom wrestling. I no longer cared what I thought of myself going back to custom wrestling, because the way I looked at it was honest. And I think last week Jen and I were talking about it. It's honest. It is what it is. Like, someone submits a script, you make it happen, they get what they pay for. Now, if you're lazy or you do half-ass jobs, that's different. But, like, if you do, like, what's on the script or whatever, boom. And even though I don't do session wrestling, the girls that do, it's like they meet with these dudes. They have their session. It is what it is. There's no hidden agenda. The agendas are very straightforward. And even though some of those agendas can be very fetishy, even though sometimes those agendas can rub me the wrong way into thinking like I'm not comfortable with it, it's still straightforward, and I can respect that. Versus sugarcoating something, putting something in a package, all neat and pretty, pretending it's something that it's not, and then, like, opening it up and realize, like, it's just freaking an empty box. That's how I feel about pro wrestling, is that it's just an empty box. Now, I'm not dogging on pro wrestling. I'm just saying, like, for what I thought it was, it ended up just being an empty box. But it's okay, because I have my own box from wrestling that I collectively have put a bunch of stuff in. If you want to look at like that, like at the metaphor I'm putting out there, I have my own box, damn it. I got my own box. But I kind of felt tricked, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like the world of wrestling tricked me into thinking it just was something else. And again, that's why I was able to be like, dude, I totally respect this because it is what it is. And honestly, at that shoot with Allie Parker, I believe Jen Thomas, and I think Desi Dorada was at that one. And I just remember they're going over the script, and a couple of things popped up that they weren't comfortable with. And they were like, oh, we're not doing that anyway. And then they kept going. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, like, you can do that? Because up until then, I thought you just, if they pay for it, you have to do it. It's kind of going back to that. I was censoring myself when I didn't really need to, you know what I mean? And then when I got mixed up with Modest Moms Wrestling, shout out to Ashley Hamilton over there, or Alexandria Hamilton over there at Modest Moms, and Megan Jones, oh, my gosh, those two. Alexandria Hamilton, Megan Jones. Once my life aligned with those two women, that's when everything just changed for me. Everything. And that's when everything just, the missing pieces all just came together. And that's when me going back to custom wrestling was, I got my validation that I've made the right choice. That I'm supposed to be doing this fantasy fetish wrestling. And I know there's a lot of people who whisper and they have their little opinion about me doing it, but it's like I'm taking control back. And specifically, Modest Moms Wrestling and Megan Jones really gave me that confirmation that you can do whatever you want on your terms and you can make money and live the life that you want. You can make it happen. It's all about you making it happen. And I just love that mentality. They practice what they preach. I was just gravitating towards them in such a huge way. And continue to. I can't wait to go back to Modest Moms. It's coming very soon. So stay tuned. For if you're not following Modest Moms Wrestling, you should, because you never know when they're gonna pop up and say, "Hey, Shelly's coming back, bitches." But before I go further, I'm just gonna take a quick little break, get a sip of water and whatnot. And when we come back, I'm gonna talk more about my thoughts, feelings, and emotions about custom wrestling, the fetish world, and session.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Since 2012, HISC Talk Radio has been bringing you the best of independent wrestling and wrestling on the worldwide scale with interviews and other segments, now featuring The Wrestling Historian with Craig Ligon every Thursday night at 6 p.m. at VOCNation.com, or go to your Android or iPhone and type in VOC Nation Radio Network and subscribe to the greatest wrestling podcast network in the world. Listen to HISC Wrestling Podcast today.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. The morning after, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Brady Hicks and...
Homeboy Rap Boy here. I tell you what, we got a good show right here in the afternoon at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the VOC Nation.
Talking wrestling, football, news, whatever's going on in the world today. VOCNation.com.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists, and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. The morning after, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Brady Hicks and...
Homeboy Rap Boy here. I tell you what, we got a good show right here in the afternoon at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the VOC Nation.
Talking wrestling, football, news, whatever's going on in the world today. VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Shelly Live here on VOC Nation. I'm talking about customs and sessions and all that good stuff. And it's kind of going along with, I mean, I've talked about it on and off a lot here on Shelly Live because it's a part of my life now, you know. It's huge, huge, huge part of my life now. And if you like to hear some other people chime in on it, you should definitely check out my episode, Shelly Live episode with Francine. And I did one last week with Jen Thomas. Both conversations are freaking awesome. You get a little insight on each of those lovely ladies and who they are, what they're about, what they've always been about. And they talk about their experience in the world of customs and all that good stuff. So I think... especially, like, for those of you who are fans of Francine, you know, I know a lot of you are fans of the Queen from, you know, ECW days and all that, but I feel our conversation was really cool in hearing more about just her energy behind it all. And then, you know, Francine's one of my number one supporters. She's always been somebody that offers me so much awesome advice you know, she's been there for me for so freaking much. Like, I just can't. And something that is amazing is that Francine, she just sets a good example of, like, a lot of the traits that I want in myself. And when I was busy judging myself for the custom and things like that, she was the first one to be like, who cares? Who cares? You know what I mean? And it's true, but we have to learn. We could say who cares all day long, but we have to, like, have our own journey to finally get there. So it's really cool because I felt like Francine's example to me, it's like she's ahead of me in life, right? Like, she was involved in wrestling before I was. She had her, you know, making her mark in wrestling before I did. She taught me a lot about the ins and outs about being on the road because she had done it before I did. The ins and outs of the convention world, the ins and outs of the custom world. You know, she used to have a website too back in the day. And it's just one of those things where Francine has just always been that person where she was awesome for me to go to because she knew exactly what I was going after, what I wanted, or what I was going through because she has firsthand experience, you know? Whereas I've had other friends who maybe have some of the same traits, but maybe they haven't exactly been in the same situations or being put in the same circumstances that I had. And Francine, it's like, oh my gosh, like when she would just tell me certain stories, like, this is like you're telling me what I'm going through right now, you know? And I really feel that it would have been such a rougher ride for me in the world of professional wrestling had I not had Francine. So there you have it. She's going to be coming back here on Shelly Live very, very soon. Not only was she here on Shelly Live, she's my second guest. But we also did a collab. And if you are part of my secret society, ShellySecretSociety.com, or if you're one of her patrons, I believe it's ECW Francine Podcast. I'll link everything when I do a blog on today's show. But we did a little collab. It was so much fun for summer. Like, we had our bikinis on, and we just, like, shoot the poop and poop shoot, you know? And it was really awesome. So I look forward to doing more stuff like that for her as well, especially because, you know, it's cool that we're able to do collabs and give some of our subs to, whether it be, you know, to my site or to her Patreon or to my OnlyFans or whatever, her OnlyFans, she has an OnlyFans as well. It's just really cool to give those little extras to our fans that are a part of, like, one of our sites, you know what I mean? Like, no offense to people who aren't, appreciate you so, so much, don't get me wrong. But when people pay their hard-earned money, you just want to make sure you hook them up right, you know? You gotta hook them up proper, and so that's what we're trying to do over here, these collabs. So speaking of collabs, one of the things that I said over and over again is that whether it was before my first time around or it was this time around, I really connect more with girls from the custom wrestling world or the fetish world. And I think a lot of what it has to do with is a lot of girls in pro wrestling, even if they like me and they say totally nice things about me, they just don't respect me as a wrestler. And for whatever reason, they feel that way, whatever, but that's just the case. And I feel that a lot of these custom and fetish models that I work with and have become friends with, I feel like a lot of them appreciate what I bring to the table, and it helps them feed off of it. Therefore, we end up working really well together. And that's how I felt it should have been a lot of times in pro wrestling. But for me, I'm not sure why. That's why I always get all jealous when I see these girls see all BFF and having these awesome matches and all of this. I'm like, dude, come on. Like, I want to play, but it's okay. I'm playing now, and, like,
I'm more happy playing now with these gals than, you know, I don't want to say like I did before, because that's not true. Especially when I had people who were like not just my friends, but my little buddies. And I really had some awesome matches that I talked about before, like what I am at Eno, Amber O'Neill, you know, these people who were in my personal life, and to wrestle them, it was so much freaking fun, you know. It just took it to a different level. So I'm not taking away from those. Those are very specific situations, because there's some people that I was really, really cool with, but I wasn't as tight with them like I was with Mariah Moreno and Amber O'Neill. That's just what's up. Like, I just really got close with both of them. And so that just turns things, kicks things up many levels, you know what I'm saying? But that's the same vibe that I would get with them. Like, that's how I feel with these girls in the custom world and sessions and all that, that world. I just feel like those girls, they don't judge me. And I feel the real big reason why they don't is because they also get judged the way I have been judged, you know, because of what the kind of content they put out there. I get it. So a lot of people, it's freaking weird that people have like a foot fetish, you know. I get that. But they do. And me and my homegirls are there to give the supply to that demand, you know. Excuse me. So I feel that's truly where it comes from. And I'm not saying that there's girls in the custom world or the session world or, you know, that whole world, that fetish world, that aren't bitches, because that's just going to come anywhere. I'm just saying that, generally speaking, and the ones that I choose to work with. And that's the other thing, too, is like, going back to the custom world this time around, not only did it help supplement my income and allow me to be around these women who are the kind of gals I want to collab with, but it also opens up that first vision I have of Desire Life at Home. I wanted to have this online catalog of different videos, not just one genre, but a whole bunch of different fun, just cheeky, cheesy, back in the day vibes kind of videos, and sell them, you know? So to me, it's like, this time around, it gave me so much more. And I feel that's why I just want to share that work so much with everybody, because as Jen and I discussed last week, it's very underground, it's very not known, and I just want to share that with people. So if all goes well this week, next week I'm going to have another guest. She is a custom and fetish model, custom wrestler and fetish model. She's somebody who definitely helped me out a lot when she was asking, especially when I'm used to people not wanting to give advice, you know. Even though I've had quarantine for so long, I appreciate her more and more and more in life, because the more people let me down, the more I realize quarantine is just the complete gem. And so I'm like, yeah, she is the queen. She is the queen. And I just love her so much. But this other gal, you know, I'm not going to say who yet. I will. This weekend we're supposed to record the interview. So when we record the interview, I'm just thinking on for my secret society and for my OnlyFans, and that's when I will let you guys know. But just know that I'm getting more girls from that world, because I have my experiences, and I feel that my experiences are very vanilla compared to my amigas. And I think I know that there's some awesome story there, because when I'm sitting there and they're telling me stories, I'm just like, this is like a movie. Like, why do not more people know about this? And what's really cool is when I would talk to my homegirls, and then they started to say things like, I wish somebody would do a podcast or something about all this. And that's when I was like, does that mean that you would be a guest? And this is before I even thought of coming back to the SC Nation. This is just something like for the last year now,
girls have been mentioning that to me. They're like, you should do it. You do podcasting stuff. You should do it. And I just was trying to think about so much and trying to get in my groove, you know what I'm saying? I still am. Last week was really good. Last week was like my most efficient week I've had in a really long time. I'm trying to do the same thing this week because it's been kind of hard because just my health issues, but whatever. So stay tuned for that, people. And that's why I wanted to continue this discussion. Give you guys a little reminder about, because I think it was a little while ago when I talked about like the falling outs I had and, you know, how it kind of all came back together. So I wanted to have this show today to be just more about the little, like, preparing you for what I really want to dive into, because this is definitely going to be like a series, like not every single week, but a series nonetheless, because these girls have a story, and their story is so amazing, just like these women are, and I just really feel passionate to share that, because I know most of you people that are listening are fans of professional wrestling. That's why you're here. That's why you even know who I am, you know? And I just feel that you guys would find it super interesting, and maybe some people listening that don't understand it, and they do have some, like, judgment towards it. Hopefully, like, you don't have to agree with it, but at least see where people are coming from and why they do it and how they feel about doing it and things like that, you know? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you guys don't care at all. But who cares? I'm going to force you guys to me reveal the fetish world. What do you guys think about that? And, I'm getting so stuffed up here. Hold on. I'm real attractive there. Hot Shelly Martinez. Bringing it to you the only way I know how. So, let's talk about Bruce Wart real quick here for VOC Nation. Good old Bruce. Now, Bruce, I have always liked Bruce a lot. A lot. He's always been super cool. I've always had really positive interactions with him. And throughout the years, it's been really cool just getting to know him, you know, connecting. And here's the thing. There was times, I don't even think he knows it, when there was a time in my life where I wasn't going through the best time in my life. It was when my grandma passed away around then. And I was going through all that. I wasn't really making the best decisions in life, if you know what I'm saying. Like, not that, like, it was so bad, but I was just, like, losing my grandma was really, I mean, to this day, I'm still not over it. It was just her birthday on Sunday, by the way. And I don't know. It's just one of those things where during that time, I think I was just so scared about certain aspects of my life that I was settling. And not elevating to be the best Shelly it can be. And that happens, you know. Sometimes when it's just like you're going through it, you know, sometimes you just vibrate low and you're around people who vibrate low. Well, that's when Bruce was around. And I just remember there were some times that I was such a sad girl. I was with a dude that, like, I shouldn't have really been with. And I was just, my grandma was dying. She hadn't passed away yet. And I remember I just felt so sad and empty. And I was at some convention somewhere in Jersey or somewhere over there. And I just remember just smiling. I was like, we were taking pictures. I had my VOC Nation shirt on, looking very tan and lean, by the way. And even though, like, I didn't sit there and talk about what was wrong with me or whatever, because I didn't even know what was wrong with me. I was just trying to push through, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't even realizing that I was, like, in a bad place. I just knew I wanted to feel better, you know? So it was more about just the kindness that he was showing me and just, like, goofing around, laughing. And that just meant so much to me at that time, you know. So there's that. I'll just throw that out there. So not too long ago, it was shortly before I decided I wanted to come back to VOC Nation, I was on a show. And I was plugging the different stuff I was doing. And that's when I was having my Secret Society Patreon, putting over my YouTube, my social media. And then Bruce goes, it's too many links. It's too many links. And I was like, is it? Because the way I kind of look at it, and I talked about this before, the way I kind of look at it is like, okay, if I wasn't a full-time content creator and I was just being a model actress and people were just hiring me for these different web shows or podcasts or YouTube channels, my audience would go and watch at said platform. So the fact that I have all these different links to different platforms, but they're mine, I felt like, what's the big deal? But then I was like, you know, I started catching myself, like, let's say when I'm doing my Shelly TV, which is my last year's idea. Sometimes I'll say Shelly Live during it. Because, like, I got so much going on, right? And so I thought to myself, you know what? Bruce was right. So, Bruce, if you hear this, you were right. It's too many links. So what I went ahead and did is I started to spruce up ShellyMartinez.net. And what I'm going to be doing now, I'm probably going to be doing it every Wednesday. So on Wednesday, I'm going to post on there the Shelly Live archive. So if you didn't catch the show live, you can listen to it. And it's embedded from, like, VOC Nation, so it's the same thing. And I'm going to write a little blog on it, like my thoughts are on the show or whatever. And you can revisit all of the episodes. So if you go to ShellyMartinez.net, if you like to go to the full link, forward Shelly Live, that'll take you to all. I worked hard this weekend. I put together all of the episodes that I've done so far here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live on there. Now, I still work in progress because, like, I know generally what some of them are about, but I forgot about the little details of what I've said in them. So what I'm going to do slowly but surely is go and re-listen to some of them, all of them, and I'm going to do a little blog on it. So that's why I keep saying I'll put these links in my blog tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And the way that I entered them into my site is I put the actual date, like I published the date, and then I altered it to look like the date of the show, so then it's all in order. So if you miss any of my shows, or maybe you're just like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that, you should go over there. Just go to ShellyMartinez.net, click on podcast, Shelly Live, it's there. And my other podcast, The Wake and Bake Morning Show, is coming back very soon, so stay tuned for that. But, yeah, that whole thing came from Bruce was right. And then this whole thing with, like, my Secret Society and my OnlyFans, I'm just like, dude, I should just start putting all of the teasers on there and just forward everybody so there's not all these links, because it's true. It's so true. But I'm okay with saying that Bruce was right. I don't know. So I'm going to be getting off here. But if you want to give me a call, it's time for the 5-minute shout out. What does that mean? That means for the next 5 minutes, go ahead and give me a call and I will answer your call and you can say whatever the hell you want and I will reply. And that number is 657-383-1666. Again, 657-383-1666. Here it goes, Jake. I'll give you guys a second to call into that. We have a call on hold. I'll get to you in 1 second. While I'm waiting to see if anyone else wants to call, let's go ahead and talk about all those links, shall we? If you would like to find some sexy content that gets posted on the daily and be a part of the sexy live stream every week, you should head over to my OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/ShellyMartinez. And if you would like the full-on Shelly Martinez experience, you are a die-hard Shelly Martinez fan, then you should be a part of my Secret Society. Go ahead and head over to ShellySecretSociety.com. What's the difference between the two? Well, I'll tell you. So my OnlyFans is every day there's an update. It's very straightforward. I don't do much blogging over there. I just kind of post the stuff. Maybe I'll write a few sentences, whatever. And, you know, lots of sexy content. And that's for $10 a month. And then I have on usually Sunday night a live stream. And typically I let everyone vote if I wear lingerie, a bikini, or sexy costume, or sexy house clothes. Which, let me tell you, all my house clothes are sexy. So there you have it. Whereas my secret society, that's where you're going to get not only sexy content, but you're going to get, here's what you get. On Mondays, you get a Model Monday gallery. Sometimes I make it a Model Monday video. Depends. On Tuesdays, you get a Sexy Selfie Tuesday gallery. On Wednesdays, that's typically when I post my weekly rewind, which is the archive of my Secret Society Snapchat story. And then Thursdays, sometimes I post, sometimes I don't. And then Fridays, I post my Frisky Friday update, which is either a photo set or a sexy video. And then during the weekends, I always try to leave a voice message to my Fight Club, which is my higher exclusive Secret Society membership. There's only 10 spots on that. And right now, I think there's only like 4 or 5 available. And so I do that. So you get a lot. Oh, and I do different vlogs, Secret Society vlogs on there, extended try-ons. And I do have a monthly live stream as well. So there's that, and then Shelly Live. That is my pretty much my live stream. Or if you you know what, you can look at it as Shelly's Secret Society Light kind of thing. See, on there I have on Fridays we have live stream the Riga Google Happy Hour video chat. On Mondays is a Manic Monday video, which is just like a little vlog or update. And then I just post like, you know, what's going on my YouTube channel, whatever. So like I said, it's kind of like a Secret Society Light, and that's totally free. So you should go over there, and the pay-per-view content that I have available on my premium OnlyFans, I also post via Messenger on the Shelly Live. So shellylive.com. And then, of course, there's my YouTube. Bruce was right. There's my YouTube, youtube.com/Shelly Martinez channel. I also have a new vlog channel. I need to get some more subs so I can rename it. But as Bruce mentioned, I will be, if you go on my site now, the Shelly Live and the YouTube is already connected. So just shellymartinez.net. Just go there. I'm working on it. Hopefully next week when I come back, I won't have to sit here and go through all these, you know, like, oh, shellymartinez.net. That's it. All right. Well, it looks like we only have one caller today, so let's get to it, shall we? Where 208, what's your name and where are you from?
It's me, Malcolm Shelly.
Hey, Malcolm, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm in Idaho. It's kind of different. you were talking about some web models. I used to go to these shows in Los Angeles and went out in Lakewood. It was December 2000, and I met ladies like Dita Von Teese and Stacey Burke and Roxanne Gala, and they were all nice to me. You know, Shelly, what really, really thrills me is that I take a nice picture with them, and I look at myself in the picture when I get it, you know, developed or put on a CD-ROM or something like that, and it just thrills me to death that I'm standing next to this beautiful lady. And nothing even has to happen. It's just a real thrill for me. When we took those pictures at the San Jose Toy Show back, I think it was like March or 2009, I think, or something like that, or summer 2009 with you. It's just, I look at those old pictures and I say, man, I'm a lucky guy. I get to meet all these beautiful ladies. I've gone to the Hollywood show. I've met so many beautiful ladies, and it's just really, it's just really a thrill that I'm just standing next to these beautiful ladies in these pictures I'm looking at, you know, and you're one of them, Shelly. I mean,
I appreciate your show,
but I'll tell you the truth. It's my brother that likes the lady wrestlers, you know, more than I do. I like Piper and Hogan and Savage. And I just talked to Paul Roma Tony Capone put me on the phone with him today. He's running this new organization, him and Chaz Moretti on Retro, and he's on Chaz Moretti's on Retro with Dr. John, and they're also on this show Sunday night. We just talked to Kevin Sullivan, the games master, head of the varsity club, and Andrew Anderson from the wrestler with Mickey Rourke and Marissa Tomei, and he was also in Gotham, and I told him I never watched Gotham before, but it was, you know, I watched his role in there, and I thought he did a real good job. And Shelley, I asked him to sign my Batman 1966 poster, and Andrew says when he runs into me, he's going to do it. But Shelley, when I run into you and your boyfriend, Metal Jesus, if you don't mind, if I take a picture, because I like to respect a lady's relationship, could I kneel in front of the both of you and take a nice picture with you? That's what I want to do. I mean, I was raised in the church, and I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody, especially, you know, the ladies. Just don't, you know. So that's how I feel.
You can take a picture with me anytime. That's for darn sure. Shoot, I was going to ask you something. Then, oh, well, now I remember.
Oh.
So the thing is, though,
Tony Capone, would you like to be in NAWA? Because Tony Capone wanted me to give you his number. And you want to call him? Because we're going to have this big event in December down in Florida. He's going to fly me out there. He's paying for my airfare, and he's paying for my hotel while I'm staying down there. I mean, he's a big fan of mine. This guy has a Screen Actors Guild card. You know how weird this feels? Shelly, it feels like Twilight Zone. It feels like Outer Limits, you know, kind of weird, you know. So, you know, because I'm just a soldier. I'm not an actor. I've never had an acting lesson in my life. And I'm not a wrestler. I'm just a big wrestling fan. But the thing I'm most proud of, Shelly, and I told Hulk Hogan this, and a lot of wrestlers, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, I'm more proud that I'm a soldier. I was almost, you know, I was in the Army for almost 13 years, 12 years and 9 months. And that's what I'm most proud of. I'm still proud to be a wrestling fan and all that, but I'm more proud to be a soldier. And, you know, talking to the wrestlers and ladies like you, it's a real honor. I just want to tell you that. So.
Well, you know what's crazy is when you said right now that it's like the Twilight Zone, I actually earlier today when I was doing my cardio, I kind of had the same kind of feeling, Malcolm. Like, the vibe that I was feeling is like, okay, I was doing my cardio, so kind of like whatever, and today I was just listening to music because sometimes I'll watch something, like, you know, kind of pass the time. But today I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, like, let my music take me wherever. So I was kind of, like, lost in the music. And then I started, like, reminiscing over different times, like in WWE and TNA. And then I started, like, thinking, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I was a wrestler. Like, I worked at those companies. And, like, I remembered, like, I almost, like, flashed back to being, like, backstage. And I was like, you know what? And I feel like when I was living it, I was like too busy living it. I wasn't appreciating it in the moment kind of thing. Like it was this like survival mode. So like when I was looking back, I was like, it's so cool that I was like this wrestler. Like that's so crazy. And Megan Jones, as I talked about earlier, I had a conversation with her and she broke it down to me about how that what I did in wrestling, that is for me, that's mine. Just like everything you just said right now, like you being a soldier, that's yours. No one can take that. But because even though you're not in wrestling and all this, that you show respect to everybody, it's like life gives you that karma back. Those people do want to talk to you and they are interested in what you have to say, and that's what puts you in that Twilight Zone when really it's just like I feel
Do good, and good will come for you, you know. Would you like Tony Capone's number? Would you like to wrestle down in the NAWA? Because I can text it to you if you want me to.
No, it's okay. I have zero interest in wrestling.
You're like Jesse Ventura. When Hollywood called, you hung up your wrestling boots and your tights, right? Shelly, I want to tell you a funny story that happened to me.
Hold on real quick. It's when Shelly calls. Like, that's the thing is, like, I feel this way because if I were to, like, let's say I did that, all right? So So that means I have to leave my house. I have to be away from Fred Mertz, who knows how much longer he's going to be here. Like, these are the things I care about. And people probably think, oh, my gosh, are you serious? And it's like, no, dude. Like, it takes a lot for me to leave what I've built for myself because it's mine. It's mine, damn it. It's mine.
Yeah, Shelly, I want to tell you a funny story that happened to me today. I was doing my laundry here in Pocatello at Spider Laundry, and I was putting all my clothes in the washer, and at the top there's this little flap, and it tells you, you know, which little compartment to put the detergent in, put the softener, the bleach. Well, I was looking at it, and I didn't realize I was looking at, like, at a mirror. Everything is reversed. So I was putting the laundry soap in the top where it says the top, but it actually was the bottom if you fold it down. So my laundry detergent was just sitting there, and it wasn't, you know, I thought the washing machine was broken. And then when it was time for the fabric printer to come in, the laundry soap started moving. You know, it started going, you know, mixing in. And my laundry still got done, but it was really weird the way it happened. I mean, it was really funny. I mean, I was telling a lot of people about it. But, you know, Shelly, I have one request from you. I met Hulk Hogan in Orlando, and I got 3 pictures with him and Kevin Nash and Scott Hall as an NWO thing October 27, 2018. And that was a dream come true for me. I even got 3 pictures with Eazy-E, Eric Bischoff, and like 6 or 7 with Jimmy Hart the first day on Friday 26th. But my brother, his dream is to meet Alexa Bliss. He follows her stories, and he even follows her stories of her pig, Larry Steve. All he eats carrots, and he's got his own TV in his room. And Mike just cracks me up, and if anybody can make this possible, because I'm going to ask everybody at the NAWA, I want Mike to have a chance to meet Alexa Bliss. I want his dream to come true, if it's possible. Because when I got my picture with a hug, you know, I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just asking if you can talk to people about it. That's all I'm asking. That's, I believe that everybody's dream should come true if they want it. You know, that's how I feel. So. And
well,
something else, Shelly.
No, none of those people talk to me. So no one talks to me except for Francine, so can't help you there, buddy.
I talk to you.
Francine's the only person that gives me the time of day. Everyone else just goes, "Who's that?" Or they go, "Oh, no."
Well, I can't wait to see you again. I mean, I can't wait to. I want you to sign my Batman poster. I'm bringing it with you when I find out you're somewhere. I want you to sign that because, like I said, you were in the Batman TV show, but just about everybody from the Batman TV show is either dead or, you know, maybe Burt Ward and Julie Newmar are the only 2 left. But, you know, and Lee Merriweather, I forgot her. But, you know, who's going to know if you sign it? I mean, you maybe when you were around, you could have been on the show. I mean, like I said, you could have been Julie Newmar or Eartha Kitt, Hench Girl on there. Oh, you know, that's how I feel.
You never know. Well, here's the thing. If you're ever in the area, you let me know, and we can meet up somewhere, and we can make that happen.
Yeah, if I meet up with you and Metal Jesus, I want to buy you guys dinner, but we're not going to McDonald's. I want to go to a nice restaurant. You guys pick it, okay?
Malcolm, hello.
Malcolm, you think I go to McDonald's, brother? I don't go to McDonald's, brother.
I want to do somebody different for you. Can I do somebody different for you, Shelly?
What?
Well, Shelly Martinez is one of the baddest WWE TNA superstar lady wrestlers on the planet, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. Is that okay?
That was awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well,
thank you
for calling in.
I got to meet him.
January.
You know, Steve Austin.
What was that?
Awesome. I love him.
I'm sorry, you cut out. What'd you say?
I said Steve Austin. I got to talk to him. I met him and took a picture with him at the CAC. It was April 2012. My second CAC show at the Gold Coast. And then David Arquette, my brother, was sick, and I was calling to see if he could pray for my brother. And he's doing a podcast with Steve Austin, and I told Steve I liked him better as Stunning Steve Austin back in the WCW because he was in the War Games. He battled Ricky Steamboat, Barry Windham, Dustin Rhodes, Sting. You know, I told him I liked that, and Steve goes, well, he goes, I can respect that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call. It's a pleasure, and make sure to give me a call next week.
I will. God
bless
you.
All right. You too. Bye. Okay. All right. And now we have caller 304. What's your name and where are you from?
This is Brian from Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Big time Brian in the house.
Yep. Hey, Shelly, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Just chilling today. Off work, just chilling today, getting ready to order pizza. Just got me a few cold brews. I'm just going to relax for the evening.
Ooh,
I just
want to
call
and
say hey.
Today's Taco Tuesday, which I'm very excited about because then when I got some groceries sent to me this morning from Instacart, I definitely put in some wine. So I've been thinking about that wine all day.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to call in and say, hey, I had the evening off, so I've been listening to the show. I just want to commend you on doing such a good job the last 2 years. I've been part of Secret Society with everything. You know, I'm getting ready to join the new site after I get a few things, bills paid off. But you always have some great, sexy content on there, Instagram, Twitter, everything, Secret Society. The live video chats are really, really fun. Just want to give you a special shout-out for doing such a great job. You do a big-time great job.
Yay! I love it so much. And thank you for the big time shout out.
No problem. But the
all
show,
right,
whenever I'm home,
Oh, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
So whenever I'm home on Tuesdays, I try to tune into the show, the Shelly Live Show. Like I said, this is the second Tuesday in a row I've been off, so I'm able to tune into it and listen to it. It's a really good show, too. You really do a really good job. Well, last week's was good with Jen Thomas. This week's is really good. So I really like all the topics you cover. And if I'm ever out in Cali, I want to hit you up and maybe I get a chance to meet you because my other favorite, of course, I've met her, that's Jillian Hall, 4 or 5 times. She just did a virtual signing a couple of days ago, so that was kind of cool. I bought a autographed picture off over to help her out. So, and it's on my bucket list to meet you too. So,
well, here's the thing: you definitely should let me know because if you remember, I tried to have a Secret Society meetup, and the reason why I was trying to do that was because one of my Secret Society members, Drew, he was going to be in Southern California. So I was like, oh, my goodness. So there was a couple of fellas that live in Southern California that are part of the Secret Society. Unfortunately, they couldn't make it, but Drew did. And me, him, and Danielle hung out at Margaritaville at downtown Universal City Walk. So you have to let me know, and I'll definitely meet – me and Danielle will meet up with you.
That's awesome. That sounds like a good time. Heck, yeah. But I've never been to California, but I have been to Las Vegas. That's probably the closest to California I've been. But I'd like to go to Cali someday.
We'll see what happens, with life and whatever the future of the world is.
Oh, yeah, it's a crazy world. So, but, yeah, you've been doing an awesome job. You always have been doing an awesome job. I think it's almost the 2-year mark anniversary where I joined the Secret Society. I think it was October 2018, I believe, so.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for all your love and support. And give me a call next week if you can.
I should be able to. I do work next week, but I should be off by the time the show comes on. So.
Awesome.
Sounds like
good.
A plan.
If not, it's okay. You'll get to me when you can.
Yep. Have a great evening, you big time rock. Thank you very much.
So do you, big time. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gents, that does it for this week's Shelly Live. I hope you guys had a fun time. I'll be back here next week, same bat time, same bat channel with 99.9% special guests. So stay tuned to that. Stay tuned to Twitter. That's where I do most of my social media-ing. And for everything else, just go to ShellyMartinez.net as per Bruce's suggestion. All right. Until then, I am Shelley from Kelly, and I'll be smelling you later. Adios. Oops. Adios.